Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman, Le'ilo Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aaron, Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Learning Meseches Yoma, Daf Mem. The daf here, the blot here, discusses the sugya if Agrola is Ma'akev. If the din that you have to determine which seer is a seer la'Hashem and which seer is a seer la'Azazel, through Hagrola, through a lottery, is that Ma'akev in the Kapara? If you would determine it a different way, would that make it possible and you wouldn't be Yetzin the Mitzvah of the Avodah Hashem Kippurim? Well, no, it's not Ma'akev. It's, of course, you mechuyif to do it, Alts the Mitzvah, but it's not Ma'akev. And if you didn't do the Hagrola, you still Yetzin the Avodah Hashem Kippurim without Hagrola. That's what the Sugya is. The Sugya starts on Lamatesim and Beis from Amar Abyanai. And it goes the entire Daf Mem. We'll say some Aris on the Sugya. The Gemara starts, Om Rabbi Yanai, Ali is Goyal Mitech Kalfi Ma'akevis, Hanocha Eina Ma'akevis. Rabbi Yanai holds that the Hagrola is Ma'akev, but the Hanocha, Venosa and Aaron, Ashneis Iyum Garolas, the Hanocha that you have to put the Garolas onto the goats, that's not Ma'akev, that's not Ma'akev of Chuliyama. Rabbi Yechon Rama, Af Aliyah Eina Ma'akevis, even the Goyal itself is not Ma'akev. So, the Ritvash tells us, Rabbi Yanai uses a lashon, Ali is Goyal Mitech Kalfi Ma'akevis. He doesn't just say Hagrola Ma'akevis, like the Gemara says it, like the Gemara calls it all the time. He says a lashon of Ali is Goyal Mitech Kalfi Ma'akevis. The Ritvash tup shatim if it's bedafka. One shot is, it's not dafka. You don't have to actually use a kalfi and do the Goyal by using a kalfi. It's lav dafka. You could do a Goyal a different way. Happens to be, Chazal made up that they do the girl using a kalfi. So Rabbi Yanai used the term, Aliyah's girl, Mitech kalfi. That was the way they actually did the Hagrola. But that's not Ma'akev. You could do Hagrola in a different way. The kalfi is not Ma'akev. And the Dvar says, V'yeshayimrim, that no. That the Hagrola has to be done specifically through a kalfi. Any other method of Hagrola is no good. And he brings a Sifra. The Sifra says, Asha'Allah of a girl Hashem. Yochel yitin al gabov, tamaloy mesha'ala alav, sha'ala l'shmoy mitech kalfi. You would think you could just place the girl on top of the goat. Tamaloy mesha'ala alav, sha'ala l'shmoy mitech kalfi. So you see that a kalfi is ma'akev. That's what the Ritva says. He's tubshatim. Now the Taisi Shanim and the Taisi Rosh also bring this sifra in the very beginning of the perek. They bring the sifra that the sifra says it has to, you need a kalfi because you need. Asha'ala olav means sha'ala l'shmei mitech kalfi. And they also bring you Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says, lo'y seivdav a kalfi, l'afilu klosses. You don't have to actually use a kalfi. You can use baskets. Klosses are baskets. You can use any type of basket, any type of kli for the gairal. So the Siach Yitzchak explains there, on the Teis Yishanim in the beginning of the Perek, that the Sifra and the Yishalmi are not arguing. It's not that the Sifra says you need dafka kalfi, and the Yishalmi says, no, you don't need a dafka kalfi, you can even use a basket. Because the Sifra would be very shver. It doesn't say in the Pasuk kalfi. The Pasuk says a sha'ala olav. It doesn't say what it's coming up from, whether it's coming up from a kalfi or from any basket. There'd be no svara to learn in the Pasuk that you need dafka kalfi. Now they're saying two different things. The Yishalmi saying, what specific kli do you have to use? And the Yishalmi saying, a kalfi is not important. You could use any type of a basket. The reason why they use a kalfi, says Kilasis Pumbi, it should be a pirsum. People should see the girl. They'll know better that it's a girl if you use a specific kli for the girl called a kalfi, rather than just grabbing any type of a kli, rather than just grabbing clusters, baskets. You have a specific kli that's miyuchad for the girl called a kalfi. But the Sifra is discussing something else. The Sifra is talking about whether you have to actually make the girl in a kli altogether. The Sifra's thing of Yochel Yaniach al Gabov means without any girl. Just take the girlis and put it on top of the goats. And that, then you'd be Yitzah. Tamaloy Mesha Ola Olav has to be Ola Lishmai Mitecha Kalfi. In other words, you have to actually do a girl. You have to put the two lots in a Kli and shake the Kli around and grab one of them at random. And that's a girl. You can't just put it on top of the goats. The Siach Yitzchak further explains that even in the Havamina, it doesn't mean to deliberately put the Lashem on the goat that you want Lashem and the Lazazel on the goat that you want Lazazel. That's not a Goyrol altogether. That's not Goyrolis. They wouldn't be called Goyrolis then. They would just be stam, pieces of wood or gold or whatever it is. It's not a Goyrol. A Goyrol, by definition, means that you're doing it at random and the girl is assigning for you. So what's the Havimina that you could just put it on the goats without using a Kli? So he says the Havimina is that he'll take the two Goyrolis with his eyes closed and put one of them on the Lashem, one of them on the Lazazel, without checking to see which one is which. So that's a Goyrol without a Kli. And the Sifra learns, Asha'Allah Allah, that it has to come out from a Kli. In other words, it has to be picked, it has to be chosen from a Kli. That's Asha'Allah Allah, the Aliyah, and that's what's Ma'akiv. So this is the two Pshatim in the Ritva. The second Pshat in the Ritva that says that you need a Kalfi is presumably not arguing on the Yishalmi that says even klosis, any basket is good enough. The Pasuk doesn't say you need a specific Kli. Of course, any Kli will be good enough. But the second Pshat in the Ritva says you need a Kalfi is the Pshat that you need that the Goyrol should be done by putting the lats in a Kli and picking a lot. You have to pick the lot. That's all of. Mashenke and the other tzad was, the first Pshat of the Ritva, that says that Midaraisa, there's no such thing, they have to pick them from a Kli. As long as you put them on the goats, and like the Siach Yitzchak says, of course it has to be at random. Otherwise, Bechal not a girl. But as long as you put them on the goats, even without picking it from a Kli, someone, the Kayin Gadol, just takes the two Goyrolis in his hand with his eyes closed and puts one on one goat and one on the other goat without looking which one is which, that would be good enough to be a Goyrol. And the whole din of using a Kli is a Derabbanan Dikadin. Now, according to the first Pshat, how do we learn the Sifra? The Sifra seems to say clearly that you have to be able to pick it from the Kli, even if the Kalfi in the Sifra is Lav Dafka, but it would seem to say that you need Dafka Kli, not just to put the Goyrolis on the goats. So the Siach Yitzchak says, and Adrab, he's a little bit bothered at the Ritva, why didn't he learn this Pshat? And the Emesis, the Rash Mishantz, also learns this Pshat in the Sifra, there in the Torah's Kainim, that the Pshat is like this. The Sifra wasn't discussing the method of the Goyrol. The Sifra was saying like this, Asha'olol of a Goyrol Hashem, Yachol Yitin Al Gabav. You would think that it's not Nikvah to shame Sir Hashem and Sir Azaz unless you also put the Hanacha. In other words, you would think that Hanacha is Ma'akiv, as the Gemara would say. You'd have to actually place the Goyrol on the heads of the Seirim in order for it to be Chal, the Hashem and La'azazel. Tamaloy Masha'olol of, Sha'olol Shmoy Mitaych Kalfi, which means that as soon as it's Olo L'shmei Mitech Kalfi, you did the Hagrola Ma'akiv, it's already Chal, and you don't have to actually place it on the goat's head in order for it to be Chal. So the Yishalmi was, the Sifra was not discussing the method of the Hagrola B'chlal. The Sifra was discussing when it becomes Kaddish. Yachalitin Al-Gam, if you think it only becomes Kaddish when you actually place it on the heads of the Sar, Tamaloy Mashal Olav, which means as soon as you did the Hagrola, even without the Nacha, it works. And that's Kufa how the Bavli learns on the tzad that Agrol is Ma'akiv. The Bavli also brings a very similar drasha from a Brais on Mem Amid Beis. It says, Ilu Namer says, Sara Sher Olav, Hayisi Aimi in Achenu Olav, Tamalema Olav, Kevin Sha'olav, Shuvain Itzarech. Which on the tzad that Agrol is Ma'akiv means, if we wouldn't say Asher Olav, we'd just say Asher Olav, so Venosan Aranosh Nasim Gorolas, that's Ma'akiv. In other words, that's the only way to be Kivet is Lashem and is Lazazel. But now that it says, Asha'Allah, the Aliyah's girl, Metech Kalfi, that's Kevei Hashem, and the Anach is not Ma'akiv, that's a Pshat. And we're not discussing the method of the Agrola B'chlal. But again, the Siach Yitzchak's a little bit bothered why the Ritva and the Taiz Hashanim and Taiz Rosh earlier understood from the Sifra that it's discussing the method of the Agrola. L'chaira, a much more Pash Pshat would be that it's just discussing what you need for the goats to become Kaddish. You need the Anach or the Agrola long good enough. The Gemara goes weiter. There are two lashonos to explain the machlokes Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. First lashon says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone's maskim that it's not ma'akiv. Everyone's maskim that a girl is not ma'akiv. The machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Yehuda says only the dvarim manasim bebigdei lavim bifnim are ma'akiv. All the things that it says that are done bebigdei lavim bifnim, meaning in the kodesh kadashim lefnayel lefnim, that's ma'akiv. Anything else is not ma'akiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya says, no, even the things that are done by Migdal Av and Mechutz are also Ma'akiv. That's Rabbi Nechemya's Shita. So Gemara first held that according to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone's maskim, it's not Ma'akiv. The Shaila is according to Rabbi Nechemya. The man, the Yomer, that says it's ma'akev is because Mechemi holds everything done by big deal of an ma'akev. And the man, the Yomer, says it's not ma'akev, that's only an avoida, but I grow a lav avoidahi. And then the Gemara has another pshat that according to Mechemi, everyone's maskim, it is ma'akev. And the Machlokes is according to Rabbi Yehuda. The one that says it's not ma'akev is good, and the one that says it's ma'akev is because since it says it twice, it's shino lav akasev la'akev, it says twice a sha'ola olav, and that tells you that it's ma'akev. So the Rishonim, the Taiz Rishonim, the Taiz Rashi, they ask two kashas. The first kasha to ask is, if the Machlokes is according to Rabbi Nechemia, what's the Svarati Mechalik between Hagrola and Hanacha? In other words, if the Machlokes is according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the reason why it's Ma'akev is because Shina Olav Akasav La'akev, it says it twice. What it says twice is only Hagrola, Asha'ola Olav. It doesn't say the Hanacha twice, it says the Hanacha once. So it's very good. Why Hanacha would be Ma'akev, and Hagrola would not be Ma'akev. Why Hagrola would be Ma'akev, and Hanacha would not be Ma'akev. But if you're going to say they're arguing according to Rabbi Nechemia, so what's the Svarati Mechalti, Hanacha and Hagrola? According to Rabbi Nechemia, everything should be Ma'akev. Just like Hagrola is Ma'akev, because it says you do Hagrola, it also says you do Hanacha, and Nechemia holds that everything that's done by Big Deal Oven is Ma'akev. So why should Hanacha not be Ma'akev? So the Rishonim answer, because Hanacha, everyone's maskim, it doesn't make any sense for it to be ma'akev, because all you're doing is putting the garolas on the se'irim, they're already mavur, the garol itself already is kaveh the shame, like we spoke out. The garola makes that one of them should be a sar Hashem and one of them should be a sar azazel. So what is Hanacha to wife already? There's no makim for the Hanacha to be ma'akev, it's already mavur. And I think we can understand this teretz in two ways. You could say, one pshat you could say is that the man the Yomer that says that even according to Rabbi Nechemia, Hagrol is not ma'akev, the Gemara explains, because Hagrol alav avoidihi. What about the man the Yomer that says he is ma'akev? The man the Yomer that says that Hagrol is ma'akev, what's the pshat? Is it the pshat that he holds Hagrol avoidihi? Or is it the pshat that he holds that even though it's lav avoda, it's still ma'akev? In other words, are they arguing if Hagrol is avoda or not? That the man the Yomer that says it's ma'akev is because it holds Hagrol is an avoda, and the man the Yomer that says it's not ma'akev holds Hagrol lav avoda. That's one tzad. The other tzad is that no, l'chuli alma Hagrol is not an avoda. It's the shaila is something which is not an avoda, is that ma'akev or not? And this seems to be a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel on Avodas Yom Kippurim, says clearly that Hagrol is ma'akeves afopi she'ena avoida. So he quotes clearly that even if you hold Hagrol is ma'akev, but it's not an avoida, but he says that since it's ma'akev, therefore it's psula bazar. But the Sefer Ma'im Chaim is medayik that it's only psula bazar, but it's still kasher b'kayin hedyot. Because the din that you need a kain gadol dafka is only if it's an avoda, and a grola, even though it's ma'akev and it's pasul bazar, it's still not an avoda, and therefore it's kasher with the kain hedyot. Now we spoke about this in the previous shi'an daf lamites, and the Taiz Rishonim is also mashman that way, that even if a grola is ma'akev, but a grola is not an avoda, and therefore it's kasher with the segan, according to the brisa, that that the Sgan also participates in the Hagrola. But we mentioned then the Taisus Rin holds that if you hold the Hagrola as Ma'akev, then Hagrola is an Aveda. And if Hagrola is an Aveda, then it's only Kasher with the Kayin Gadol. So the Taisus Rin holds that if whether Hagrola is an Aveda or not is directly dependent if Hagrola is Ma'akev or not. So this is the Machlokes, L'chaira, these are the two pshatim that we mentioned. According to the Taisus Rid, the man the Yomer Hagrola ain't a Ma'akev is because he holds it's not an Aveda. And the man the Yomer that Hagrola is Ma'akev holds Hagrola is an Aveda. And Hanocha, L'kuli Alma is not an Aveda. L'kuli Alma, Hanocha is not an Aveda. Hanocha is stamp putting it on the serum. So that's the chilip between Hagrola and Hanocha. That even the man the Yomer that says Hagrola is Ma'akev, when even according to Rabbi Nechemia, that everything's Ma'akev, but that's dafka, it's an aveda. And the man diyom agrola ma'akev, because agrola is an aveda. But anocha l'kuli alma is not an aveda, it's pasha that's not ma'akev. L'fi the Rambam, and the Taisus Yishanim, you have to make a chilek that even though agrola is also not an avoda. Sal karchach, the man the omer that holds agrola's ma'akev holds that even if it's not an avoda, it's ma'akev. Everything's ma'akev according to Reb Nechemia. Everything that's done by big day love, and even if it's not an avoda, but still it needs a cheshivas. Hanocha, which doesn't have a cheshivas, you're not being mevayar the seirim al yedei hanocha. He's just putting it on the seirim. That doesn't have a cheshivas, and that's why it's not ma'akev. Another kasha to Rishayim ask is, why does the Gemara assume that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not ma'akev because it's not nasa b'fnim? And even the one that says it is ma'akev is only because of shina kasav la'akev. We find the Gemara says later, chafina is ma'akev. Chafina means making the handful of the k'tairis. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, chafina is ma'akev. And the Gemara says, why? It's not nasa b'fnim. So the Gemara says, since it's a tzairich p'nim, k'fnim dami. Since the point of the chafina is to get the k'tairis ready to be makter at lefnayu lefnim, so chafina is a tzairich p'nim. A tzairich p'nim has the same din of p'nim and tzma'akev. So for Egen du Yishayinim, the Taisi Yishrash, Taisi Yishanim, the Ritva, so why don't you say the same thing about Agrola? Agrola, even though it's done b'chutz, but what's the point of Agrola? To make a sir chattas, to be brought the sir chattas, the dam she brought lefnayu lefnim. So the Agrola also should be called a tzairich p'nim. Why wouldn't that make it considered p'nim? So the Rishayim say two answers. One teretz is that it's only when it's done right afterwards. The chafina, immediately after the chafina, the teretz is brought inside and was makted, that's what's called the tzarech p'nim. Mashenki the agrola, after the agrola was done with the two seirim, then he goes back to the par and says a second vidli on the par, and then he shechs the par, and then he does a zrika on the par, and then he finally shechs the sar and does a zrika on the sar. So, since there are other avaidas that are in between the agrola and the sar, and the bring the sar lefnayel lefnim, namely the vidoy and the shchita and the zrika of the par, so that would make that the agrola is not considered a tzarech p'nim. That's one teretz. The second teretz is that chafina is only done for the k'tairis, so the whole purpose of the chafina is the tzarech p'nim. Mashenkin the agrola is done for both seirim. It's done for the Sir Nasa B'fnim. It's done for the Sir La'azazel. So since it's not exclusively a Tzarech P'nim, it's also for the Sir La'azazel, which is B'chutz. It doesn't have the Chshivas of a Tzarech P'nim, and therefore it's not Ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Gemara goes right on Daf Mem. The Gemara brings the Braisa Tashma, Mitzvah Hagrilu L'Svadeis, L'Higriv L'Svada Kasher. And then the Braisa says, Reb Shimon Ayma Loi Higril Kasher L'Svada Pasel. And the Gemara first wanted to say that that's a machlekes about if Hagrola is ma'akev, the Tanakama, or both the Tanakama and Rav Shimon are saying that Hagrola is not ma'akev, and the machlekes is dafka by vidui. So you see that according to everyone, Hagrola is not ma'akev. And the Gemara says, no, what it means is hanocha, and the Tanakama is saying that hanocha is not ma'akev, and Rav Shimon saying that Hagrola is not ma'akev. Like the Gemara says, Reb Shimon wasn't sure exactly what the Tanakhama meant. But according to the second shot, even the Tanakhama is maskim that Agrola is ma'akev, it's just Reb Shimon holds Agrola is not ma'akev. Either way, that's clear. We have a Tana Reb Shimon which holds that Agrola is not ma'akev, and it's a shayla in the Gemara if the Tanakhama argues on him, legabi Agrola. And that's Kufur Machlekes Reb Yana Reb Yechanan. The man the Yom Agrola is ma'akev holds the Tanakhama is arguing on him and only saying that Anocha is not ma'akev, and the man the Yomah that Agrola is not ma'akev holds the Tanakama is agreeing to Reb Shimon. They all agree that Agrola is not ma'akev, and they're only arguing about vidui. Now, the Gemara at the end of the Amud says, V'ozdu l'tamayu, that V'ozdu l'tamayu, they're going l'shitasa, the Tanya, onto Amud Beis, Yomah chay lefnei Hashem l'chaper olav, that it says by the soil as ozul, it has to be yomet chay lefnei Hashem mechap rolov, and masi yizok aglam and chay, atchas man domish al chaveri, div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon oimer atchas vidui dvar. And the Gemara explains to Michael Miflugi, they're arguing, what does it mean lechap rolov? It says by the soil as ozul, that it's yomet chay lechap rolov. Rabbi Yehuda says lechap rolov means for the sir la Hashem, the sir chatas and asib ifnim, to do the zrika, that's when the sar lazozel has to be alive, until you do the zrika on the sir nasa b'fnim. And Reb Shimon holds yamet chay lechaper olav means to do the kapara, meaning the vidui, on the sir lazozel. So Rashi understands that this for Azul Tamei was not going back on Agrola altogether, because this Bryce is not discussing Agrola. This Bryce is discussing how long the seal of Azul has to be alive for. Now this Bryce seems to be discussing Vidui. For the Azul Tamei was going back on the Machlokes Tanakam and Abshim in regard to Vidui. That the Tanakama over there that says that Vidui is not Makiv, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda over here, that says that Yom Chai means a chasman dom shachaveri, until you do the zrika on the sir nasa l'Hashem, which you do the zrika on the sir nasa b'fnim before you do the vidui on the sir mishtaleach, like it's mefurish in the psukim and in the mishnayis. It's only after you finish the pyre and the sir that you go back to the sir mishtaleach and do the vidui and then send it out. So the Tanakhama clearly holds that vidui is not makif, it doesn't have to be alive until the shaskapara of chaveri. But doesn't have to be alive anything more than that. So the Vida is not Makiv. Mashenki and Rabbi Shimon holds that the Vida is Makiv because he holds that Lechaper Olav is the Vida. Rabbi Shimon Lishitas said holds that Vida is Makiv. And like Rashi points out, according to everyone, Shiluach is not Makiv. There's no Ikav Bechlal. Even if you don't send the Seir Mishtaleach to Azazel, in other words, it dies beforehand, that's fine. You are Yetzir Avay the Seir Mikipurim of the Seir Mishtaleach. He just weren't Mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach, which is not Ma'akiv. That's according to everyone. This is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. There's Va'azosa Maskin. This is the Pashi pshat. But Taisa says no. Taisa says that Va'azul Tamayu is going back on the Mechleikis of Agrola. And like Taisa and the Mefarshim point out, Abyssal, there are a few problems with Rashi's pshat. First of all, the Gemara never mentioned before Rabbi Huda was arguing Rabbi Shimon. So Va'azul Tamayu is interesting because we only had a Tanakama before Rabbi Shimon. And also, Va'azul Tamayim was a little bit shver because usually it means it's two separate machlekes. Va'azul Tamayim, when they go l'shitasai, in other words, it's the same svar that they're arguing, but it has two applications. This Va'azul Tamayim was really the exact same machlekes. Does it have to be alive by the Vida? In other words, the Vida is ma'akev. It doesn't seem to be two machlekes in with the Va'azul Tamayim. And third of all, like Taisus points out, the Gemara waited a little bit long to say this Va'azul Tamayim. The Gemara already continued with the discussion of Agrola, and then said Va'azul Tamayu, going back to the discussion of Vidui. So Taisus holds that Va'azul Tamayu is going back on Agrola. That this Machlekes of Agrola has to do with this Machlekes of Rebbi Yehuda Shimon. Rebbi Yehuda Shimon that argue about Agrola, according to the Ma'ad Yom, Agrola is Ma'akev, according to Rebbi Yehuda. Rebbi Yehuda holds Agrola is Ma'akev, Rebbi Shimon holds Agrola is not Ma'akev. They go l'shitas say because Rebbe Yehuda says the chaper olav means that it has to be the kapar of the seir nasu b'fnim, that the seir mishleach has to be alive at shas matan dami shel chaveri, and Rebbe Shimon holds the chaper olav means until the vidui. And Taisus explains that if you need the seir mishleach to be alive until the shas matan dami shel chaveri, so what happens if it dies beforehand? It's not good enough to just get another sar and make that the seir mishtaleach, because that's not the matan dom shel chaveri. The matan dom shel chaveri means of the other seer which you did hagrola. Obviously, you're going to have to do hagrola again. If you have a seer, you did hagrola, and before you got a chance to bring the seer nasa b'fnim as a carbon l'fnim, the seer mishtaleach died. So, since the din of the seir mishtaleach is to be alive until its friend, until its seir nasa b'fnim, its counterpart, is brought, this seir mishtaleach was not alive till the seir, its counterpart, was brought. So that's the ikav on the entire thing. That means that you don't have the seir nasa b'fnim either. You got to start over from new. You got to get another two seirim, and of course you'll have to do agrola. Mashenki and Reb Shimon holds, no, has to be alive until its vidui. Now, its vidui, like we said, is after the kapara. But the point is, there's no din that the seir mishtaleach be'etzem has to be alive v'shas the kapara. It just has to be alive to do vidui. So let's say it dies before, so you'll get another seir and do vidui. There's nothing wrong with stam getting another seir and doing vidui, because the main point of the seir mishtaleach is to do vidui, and that you can do with another seir. You won't have to get another two seir and do agrola. That's what it means, agrola is not ma'akev. That's what Taisus says. And I think B'yesa B'yir, Pshan Taisus is, that this Shaila, if Agrola Ma'akiv and Agrola not Ma'akiv, this Machlekes Rebbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon, Rebbi Yehuda holds Agrola is Ma'akiv, and that's the Maskanas HaSugya, and Reb Shimon holds Agrola is not Ma'akiv, is the Yisaitis Tika Machlaikis about the role of the Sira Mishtaleach. That's how I understand Tosis. What I mean is like this. The Pasuk explains the role of the Sira Mishtaleach. You take one Sira, it says, the Sira that Sha'ala Allah Vagar Hashem Vaso Chatos. And the Sira Sha'ala Allah Vagar Azazel, Yomet Chaylef Ne Hashem Lechapirola, Lashalach Oisla Azazel Hamigbar. Now, like we said, everyone agrees that the Shuluach of the Sira Mishtaleach is not Ma'akiv. So what exactly is the role of the Sira Mishtaleach, which is Ma'akiv? What causes the kapar of the Sira Mishtaleach? The Pasuk says one thing. Yomet Chay Lechaper Olav Lefnei Hashem. That's it. The Lashlach Yisrael Azazel HaMidbara, that's a mitzvah, but that's not Ma'akiv. So what's Ma'akiv would have to be just what says in this Pasuk. Now, as the Pasuk says, you'd have two Sirim, you put on the two garolas, a garol Hashem, a garol Azazel. The seer that has the garol Hashem, you make for the chatas. The seer that has in it the garol Azazel, yomat chay lefnei Hashem lechaper olav, l'shalach oisel Azazel hamidbar. And the shiluach, like we're saying, is not ma'akev. So the avoid is the yomat chay lefnei Hashem lechaper olav. According to Reb Shimon, that means vidoy. Lechaper olav means vidoy. So what is the avoid of the seer mishtaleach? Vidoy. You're supposed to say vidoy on it. That is the Avodah. And the Shiluach, like we said, is another mitzvah that's done, but that's not Ma'akev. What's Ma'akev is the Vidui. So that means that the Seer Mishtaleach's Avodah is completely independent of the Seer Lashem. You're supposed to have one Seer which you bring as a Chatas to the Hevishta. You're supposed to have another Seer which you say Vidui on it. And those are the two Seerim. So Me'la Agrola is not Ma'akev. They're not dependent one on the other. There's a mitzvah of Agrola. It's a mitzvah that both these two Seerim should be together, should be undefined which one is which, and the Agrola should define which one is Hashem, which one's Azazel. But let's say one of them dies after the Agrola, so there's no mitzvah to bring another two seer. You bring another seer to replace the seer that died, and fine, Agrola is not Ma'akev. The seerim have separate roles. Mashenkein according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yomet Chay L'Chap role of Nei Hashem, which, like we're saying, is the defining role of the seer Mishtaleach, that means that it has to be alive, v'shas the kapar of the other seir. So that is the function of the seir mishtaleach. Vidui is not ma'akev. So what's ma'akev? Shiluach is not ma'akev. Vidui is not ma'akev. So what is the seir mishtaleach? The seir mishtaleach's function is to be alive when you do the lechaper all of the seir l'Hashem. That's gufa the function of seir mishtaleach. That's the chefza of the seir mishtaleach. It should be alive when you do the Seir Lashem. So if that's the entire function of Seir Mishtaleach, that the Torah wanted, there should be two Seirim. One of them you use as a carbon, and one you do not. It's alive and not used as a carbon. And that's the whole thing. That is the whole avayd of the Seir Mishtaleach. So v'shteitzach, agrol is ma'akev. What makes them two? What makes them appear? What makes the Seir Mishtaleach do its function that you have a Seir which is not being brought? Only Agrola. Only the fact that you had these two Seirim, they were together, they were undefined. You defined, okay, this one's being brought as a Chatas, and this one is not. And that is the whole thing. So v'shteitzach, if the one died, so then you don't have a Kiyam that there's a Seir which is alive while the other one's being Mechaper. What made these two Seirim together? Havada, in dem shteit, Agrola is Ma'akev. That Gufa tells you that Agrola is Ma'akev, and that's how Rabbi Yehuda holds that Agrola is Ma'akev. That's how we understand Tosfos learns Pshat in this Vazula Tamayu. And you see very stark the two Mahalchim and what exactly is that void of the Seir Mishtaleach. The Gemara goes further. Tashima, Sholu Tamida Vashabi Kiva, Olu Bismol Mao Shiagzal Yamin. And the Gemara thought that they meant to ask, let's say the shame comes out on the left side, are you allowed to switch it and make anyway the right sar to be the shame? You'll just put the girl down on the sar on the right side, even though the shame came out on the left side. Amulahem, Altinu Mokal Mitstukal Naradis. Don't give a place for the Tstukim to make fun. So the Gemara says, if it wouldn't be for the problem of Atidnu Makal Mitztukum Leradis, you'd be allowed to put it on the right side. And if you say Agrol is Ma'akiv, once it came out on the left side, how would you be allowed to put it on the right side? It's a right that Agrol is not Ma'akiv. That was a Gemara's Kasha. So Gemara answers, it doesn't mean that you'll take the Goyal from the left side and put it on the goat on the right side. In other words, change. The Goyal told you to take the left goat as the Soril Hashem, and you instead are going to put the girl on the right goat and make the other goat the Soril Hashem, that avada you can't do. What it meant is that maybe after you put the girl on the shame, on the goat on the left side, you put the girl and the goat together on the right side. In other words, you're going to use the same goat that the girl came in on, you're just going to switch the position of that goat to put the goat on the right side. And then he said, Altitnu makel mitztukum l'radis. The Achreinim ask Akasha, what was the Havamina? Even if Hagrola is not ma'akev, that means if, let's say, you decided not to make Hagrola, you designated one Sarah to be Lashem and one Sarah to be Lazazel without Hagrola, so that would be good b'di'evit. But still, once you make Hagrola, the Hagrola is Kaveya. The Hagrola establishes, the Hagrola makes that this Sarah should be the Sarah Lashem and the other Sarah should be the Sarah Lazazel. And once the Hagrola is Kaveya, even if it's not Ma'akev, how could you switch it? The Agrola already established that the Sar on the left side is a Sar Lashem. How would you then go and say it's not the Sar Lashem and the Sar on the right side would be the Sar Lashem? Even if Agrola is not Ma'akev. Agrola is not Ma'akev means if you didn't do Agrola at all, you established the Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazozel not through Agrola. So the Evid, it's not Ma'akev. But if you did do Agrola, and the Agrola made one sheep to be the Sarel Hashem, the other Sarel Azazel, what would be the Havamina, even if it's not Ma'akev, that you could then use the other sheep as a Sarel Hashem, the other goat as a Sarel Hashem, and the other goat as a Sarel Azazel? The Agrola said the other way, it's already, this sheep, this goat is already the Sarel Hashem. So how would you make it a Sarel Hashem? So the Gvura Sari, and the Sfasemesh tells the Chan the Kasha, the Gvura Sari says a pshat, that it means that Mechudesh Tikka Pshat, it means not Stam, you'll just go and switch it to the other side, but it means Metchil of the Hektish, you'll say like this, I'm making these two goats, one the Sarel Hashem, one the Sarel Azazel, based on the Hagrola, but that's only if the Hagrola would make that the right goat would come out to be Lashem. If the Hagrola would make the left goat to be Lashem, then Lemafrei, what I'm doing now, is being Maktish, the right goat to be the Sarel Hashem without any Hagrola. So the whole Hagrola is only done if it's going to come out that the right goat is the Sarel Hashem. If it will come out the left goat is the Sarel Hashem, then Lemafreya was Makdish it without Hagrola, and it would work mitzad the first Hektish. That's a Gvura Sari's Pshat. So Hasema says a different Pshat, that what it means is that when the Hagrola comes out to make this one, the Sarel Hashem, the left one, the Sarel Hashem, so Fakert, you won't use it altogether. And you'll just bring another goat and make the other goat a Sarel Hashem without any Hagrola. Here the Pshatim, he says, Hasema says another Pshat, all very Mechudesh Dik Pshatim, and not really clear in the Gemara, it's not Mashma that way. And you also have another big Kasha, that even if you can manage to find an Eitzah, how you could negate the Hagrola somehow, if Hagrola is not Ma'akiv, and if it came out on the left side, you'll somehow avoid the Hagrola, and designate a Sarel Hashem without Hagrola, but L'chari, you're missing the mitzvah Hagrola. L'chari, it's more than Altitnu Makal Mitztukum L'Radais. Hagrola is not Ma'akev, fine. But there's a mitzvah Hagrola. And you'll be missing the mitzvah Hagrola if you would designate a Sarel to be the Sarel Hashem and a Sarel Azazel without Hagrola. So L'chari, what's the Gemara's Raya that Hagrola is Ma'akev? Even if Hagrola is not Ma'akev, how would you be able to do this? It's a bittul of the mitzvah of Hagrola. So the Rishash says another pshat, and he answers the second kasha also. The Rishash says a very yisaidis dikazach, that if Hagrola is Ma'akev, and Anoch is not Ma'akev, then Hagrola is what's Keveya, the Sar to be the Sar Lashem and Sar La'azazel, and once they do the Hagrola, it's already Nikva, and there's nothing you could do about it. Masha'enkin, if Hagrola is not Ma'akev, and Anocha is also not Ma'akev, so then the Gemara understood that what's Keveya, the Sar to be the Sar Lashem, and the other one to be the Sar Lazazel, is not just the Hagrola. It's the Hagrola with the Anocha. And the Hagrola alone is not yet Keveyit, it's only the Anocha that's Keveyit. And L'chayre, the next Kasha and Teres of the Gemara is also Mashma like this Rishash. Because the Gemara asks a Kasha, the Mara brings a brisa that Tashma Ilun Emes is Sarish Allah, the Yisai Minichenu Allah, Tamalayma Allah, Kevin Shalah Shuvin and Sarich. And the brisa says, if it would say Sarish Allah, you would say it has to be placed on it. It says, Ola, to tell you that doesn't have to be placed. Kevin Shola Shuvin Itzarch. So Yemais is Lama. Ilay Mele Mitzvah. Mechlal Da Anocha Mitzvah Nami Loi. If he's saying it's Tum Ele Mitzvah, you're going to say there's no Mitzvah Sanocha. The Pasuk says, Mefurish V'nasana Aaron Oshnei Siyum Garolis. Ela Lav La'akev. Ushma Minah Agrola Ma'akva Anocha Loi Ma'akva. And the Gemara says, no, Itaka is talking about Lemitzvah, and it means that you don't have to leave it on, you could put it on and take it right off. But L'chaya, what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the Gemara's raya that a grol is makiv and a noch is not makiv? One, you say it's talking about the kvi shame. That if it would only say a sha'olav, the kvi shame would be dafka yidei the hanocha. And now that it says a sha'olav, is the kvi shame works with that grol and you don't need anything else. Maybe that's a pshat in the braisa. So what's the raya that a grol is makiv? Maybe a grol is not makiv, but the braisa that says you don't need the hanocha means that the kvi is shame, what makes it into a chatas and azazel, doesn't need hanocha. The aliyas a girl alone makes it into a shame and azazel without hanocha. So that's a shtickle mashma like the rishash, that if you hold a grol is not makiv, say nechanami, a grol is not what makes the kvi is shame. What would make the kviyah shame is dafka the agrola and the hanocha. And that's why that alone would be a raya that agrola is makiv. If all you need is agrola and you don't need hanocha, so that would say that the kviyah shame is totally in the agrola and not in hanocha. That proves to you that agrola is makiv and not hanocha. Now the other kasha, that l'chaira, how would you be allowed to switch it from the right side to the left side, even if it wasn't nikvah the shame? But l'chaira, you're not doing the mitzvah of hanocha. So Rishash has a chilek that if a grol is not ma'akev and you need the hanocha for the kviyah shame, a hanocha that's done not according to the results of that grola also works. That's also called hanochas hagayrol. And it brings from the Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Zayin, there was a havimina that you put the two garolas, la Hashem and la Zazel, on each one. That's, and Rashi there says, if you put the two garolas, la Hashem and la Zazel, on each one, the Gemara has a half a minute to say that. Gemara learns in the Pasuk, no, the two garolas, one of them is for Hashem, one of them is for Zazel, you only put one on each goat. But there was a half a minute that you put a garol, la Hashem and la Zazel, on each goat. And Rashi says, so what do you do? What would you do with the goats? Rashi says, you would bring whichever one you want, la Hashem, whichever one you want, la Zazel. So you see that an arbitrary decision, which one is the one Lashem, which one's Lazazel, and the placing of the girl arbitrarily, not according to the results of the girl, is also a kiyum of the girl. So again, if girl will be ma'akev, so then you would need the actual aliyah mitecha kalfi to be kaveyet, and the anocha wouldn't mean anything, so avada, it wouldn't work, because whatever the aliyah mitecha kalfi would be, that's the kviyas, and you couldn't change it. But if hagrol is not ma'akev, and just for the mitzvah of agrola, the fact that you put one of the garolas on one and one the garol on the other, even if it's not according to the results of the garol, that also will be a kiyum in the mitzvah of agrola. That's the Rishash's teretz. Then the Gemara's final kasha is, which the Gemara brings as a proof that agrola is ma'akiv, is because it says, Vaso chatas, a garol aso chatas, ein hashem aso chatas. And the Brisa learns that from the pasuk, Vaso chatas, that the only way to make it into a chatas is through the girl, and the shame doesn't make it into the chatas at all. That means the only way you could establish this to be the chatas, the sir chatas Hashem, is only al yidei girl. Al yidei kviyah shame, it doesn't work. And the Gemara is a kal v'chaymer, that madach and other places where girl doesn't work, kviyah shame works. And the Gemara says, you learn it from a soul chatas, not like the kal v'chaymer, dafka the girl can make it a chatas, and the kvi shame can't make it a chatas, and stamps it for Azra Yehuda. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is a girl is ma'akiv in the Gemara says Shema Amino. Now Taisus asks Akasha that this is different than the Gemara earlier. The Gemara earlier said that the reason why a girl is ma'akiv according to Rabbi Yehuda is because Shina Olav Akasav La'akiv. It says twice that Sha'ol Olav Agarol. It's Shina Olav Akasav. The Pasuk says it twice, and that's why it's ma'akiv. And he will bring a different drasha. He will bring a drasha of a so chatas to tell you that the girl makes it a chatas and nothing else can make it a chatas. So Chayetz Estir, the two Gemaras, what is the pshan according to Behuda why it's ma'akiv? The Taisa says two ma'alchim. One ma'alch is that each drasha needs the other one. Taisa says that if it would only be the drasha of a so chatas, we wouldn't darshan that only a girl can make it a chatas and nothing else can make it a chatas. Instead, we would darshan that the girl could only make this a chatas and can't make a girl, can't make anything else a chatas. In other words, the drasha would exclusively be that girl only works here and it doesn't work anywhere else. But not that only girl works here and shame doesn't work here. We would say here, sai girl and sai shame works. Vaso chatas teaches you that girl only works here and nothing and nowhere else does girl work. But now that you have the Shina Kos of La'akiv, so Mamela, we use the drasha for that also to tell you that nothing else besides the girl would work here. And if all you'd have is a Shina Kos of La'akiv, Taisa says that you wouldn't darshan it to be Ma'akiv, because normally it's the Torah says a mitzvah twice, the Torah gives you a tzivui twice, so it tells you that's Ma'akiv. But here, the Torah never said a tzivui to make the girl twice. The Torah said it derech agav, asher ola olav, that it came out the girl. It doesn't say clearly belosh and sivui. So merely you wouldn't say shina kasav la'akav, but since you have this drash of a sohachatos, so that teaches you to darish in the shina olav la'akav. So each drash complements the other one. That's Taisa's first mahalach. And Taisa says another mahalach, that enechinami, the Gemara earlier, held that the Shin Olav La'akiv, that's the reason why it's Ma'akiv, but it wasn't that Rabbi Yannai said it. The Gemara said it, the Stam and the Shah said it, but now the Gemara sees from the Brach said that was wrong. The Drosh is not because of Shin Olav La'akiv, the Drosh is because for so chattas, only the girl can make it a chattas, the Kriya Shem can't make it a chattas. The Eish Lair in the Svasemis points it out. L'chaira, it's not only two Droshes. L'chaira, it's two separate dinim. And they each have their own ramification. If the drasha why hagrol is ma'akev is koshina olav akas of la'akev, so that teaches you that the mitzvah hagrol is ma'akev. In other words, if you don't do the avoid of hagrol or hagrol olav avoid, you don't do this mitzvah hagrol, that's ma'akev. You can't be mekayim the avoid of Yom Kippur without hagrol. It's an integral part. It's ma'akev. It's a mitzvah that has to be done, which is ma'akev. But it doesn't tell you that's the only way to be kareya the shem chatas. It doesn't tell you that it's impossible to have a sira nasa b'fnim al yidei kriya shem. It has to dafka be al yidei agrola. L'mashal, the halacha would be, let's say you'd only have the pasuk of shin olav akas of la'akiv, and you wouldn't have the pasuk of aso chatas, which teaches you just the girl is, makes it a chatas and not the kriya shem. So I would say that let's say someone decides that this sira should be the sira nasa b'fnim. So it would be possible. You wouldn't be able to be Yetzir Avodah Yom Kippurim with it. But it would be a chatas. It would work. The Kriya Shem would be chal. It would be called a chatas. It would just be possible because you don't have a grola. You'll be missing the mitzvah of a grola. The soul chatas tells you a new chiddush, that not only you need the mitzvah of a grola, but soul chatas tells you that it's impossible for it to have a kviya shame. It's impossible for it to be a shame chatas if it wouldn't be for agrola. It's impossible to make it into a chatas abolafnim without agrola. And if you just kare a shame, you just say this seer should be a seer nasibifnim. It's not chal v'hektish b'chlal. That's a chayr chiddush in v'soh chatas, which you don't see from the shin olav akas of la'akev. And the chayr the other way also. If it would only be for the pasuk of aso chatas, you'd only know that the only way to make a kviya shame of the chatas is ayidei gairo. And it's not shayich to make the kviya shame of chatas any other way. So chayr memela agrola will be ma'akev, because it's impossible for it to have kedushas chatas without agrola. But let's say you would make agrola, and would have a din chatas, and then the sira mishtaleich would die. L'chayr, you don't see that you would need another hagrola to make the sira mishtaleach, because the ikad din of a soh chatas is lagabi the sira nasa b'fnim, that the sira nasa b'fnim can have a kriya shem chatas without hagrola. But once you have a sira nasa b'fnim al yidei hagrola, so you don't see that the sira mishtaleach would need hagrola. From shinal of a kas of la'akiv, that would be in both things. You need the mitzvah hagrola for both seirin. But from the din of a soh chatas, you don't see with the klarkeit that the sira mishtaleach would need a grola. So l'char, each drasha has a chiddush that the other drasha doesn't have. Now, Taiz before says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the sira mishtaleach dies before you finish the sira nasa b'fnim, you can't make another sira mishtaleach. You have to make a grola, because a grola is ma'akiv. Could be because of the other pasuk, like we were marich before in the shir. It could be because the yom et chay l'chaper olav tells you that there's a din that in order for the seer hanasu b'fnim to work, you need its chaver of the seer mishtaleach to be alive, and the only way it could be its counterpart is through hagrola. Akapanim, the pasuk v'aso chatas l'chayr, that's what the Sfarsam is the Ara, only tells you about the seer chatas, that it's net nikvah to be a chatas without a grola. It doesn't tell you that the maisa grola is ma'akiv. Another nekuda you could say also, we spoke earlier that the Taisis Rin held that if you hold a grola is ma'akiv, that means a grola is an avoida, and it wouldn't be shayach for the skan to do it, you need the kain gadol is ma'akiv. That's what the Taisis Rin held. That would only be if you have like a shinol of a kasev la'akev. If you have a shinol of a kasev la'akev at the mitzvah agrol is ma'akev, so male, that would say that the mitzvah agrol is an aveda and you need dafka to kayin gadol. Mashenkin, if the mitzvah agrol of etzim is not ma'akev, there's no shinol of a kasev la'akev, and you only learn it out from the pasuk v'aso chatos. So it's not that aveda of agrol that's ma'akev. It is rather no other way to make it a chatos. There's no other way that it could be a chatas without hagrol. So mainly you need hagrol. But the hagrol itself is not an integral part of the aveda. The chayr wouldn't pass to say that because hagrol is ma'akiv, only a kohen gadol could do it. The hagrol itself is not be'etzem ma'akiv. Happens to be that it's the only way to be kaveh of the shem chatas on it. As Avin Amalia makdish a behema, you don't need the kohen gadol to makdish the behema. Even though if you're not makdish the behema, it doesn't work. And that's the only way the behemoth could become a carbon, but that's a hechatimtza. So if hagrola is the only way to makdish the behemoth, hagrola would somewhat be ma'akiv, but that wouldn't be a siba why hagrola would be an aveda. Or even the Rambam that says that hagrola is not an aveda, but hagrola is possible bizarre because it's ma'akiv. Mashenken anoch is kosher bizarre because it's not ma'akiv. L'chari, that would mean agrol is ma'akev be'etzim, the avoid of agrol is ma'akev. Not that it happens to be that agrol is the only way to make it into a chatas. L'chari, this would stem with Taisa's first teretz, that there's a baza v'alim ben alzeh. Now, it's ain't a chanami, there are two drashas. And we see from this brisa agrol is ma'akev. Because if you don't have agrol, l'maisa, there's no way you can make the seer a seer l'ashem. There's no way it's kaveh of the shem chatas on the seer nasa b'fnim without agrol. So avada without agrola, it wouldn't be impossible to do avada semi kippurim. But the Gemara before that said shino of la'akiv is telling you it's not only that's missing the kviyah shem, but it's missing the there's a din shino la'akiv that you need agrola for avada shem kippur be'etzim. And it's negay. Let's say you did the kviyah shem aide agrola, and then the seer mishaleach dies. You would need a new agrola, even though you already have the kviyah shem aide agrola. But agrola is ma'akev because it's part of the avodah shem kippurim, like we said. And it's negeya that could be a zara can't do it if it's ma'akev. It's also negeya this drush of oso chatos, because even if you say agrola is ma'akev, it doesn't mean kviyah shem doesn't work. It doesn't mean that kviyah shem wouldn't work b'chlal. It would work, just it would be possible because you're missing the mitzvah of agrola. But so chatos tells you that kviyah shem doesn't work. So it could be both dinam arichtig, and each drasha is megala that you say the other drasha, but at lacha meisa, there's really two dinim. There's a din that agrola mitzad, the mitzvah's ma'akiv, and there's din agrola mitzad, the fact that there's not shayach kviyah shem without that agrola. That's also ma'akiv.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.